Facebook snubbed former Microsoft friend, their friend Microsoft yesterday by discontinuing an important API that provided some integration between Facebook and several Microsoft products and services. Paul Thurrott is the author of more than two dozen books, a host of Twit's own Windows Weekly, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific, and a writer who writes at Thurrott.com. Welcome to you, Paul.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm a writer who writes.
A writer who writes. That's the best kind, I tell you. Which Microsoft products and services were affected by this change?
Oh, man. It's a huge list. I mean, it's Outlook.com. It's OneDrive. It's Windows 8. Windows Phone 7. Windows Phone 8. You know, Windows Live Essentials. Did I say OneDrive? Outlook, part of Office. Office 365. Lots and lots of stuff.
Hey, Paul, first of all, good to see you. And then a two-part question. Hey. Number one, any clues as to why Facebook did this? And then number two, can Microsoft do anything to re-engineer or reverse engineer these connections to restore them?
Sure. So, I mean, this stuff dates back 5 years. You know, when Microsoft first announced Windows Phone, one of the big deals there was that integration they were going to have with online services. And Facebook, like many other online services, had these APIs that they could access and integrate with the service. They could send likes and posts and share things, integrate with the calendar, you know, put it into local calendar apps and so forth, contacts as well. And it's sort of a great kind of consumer-centric idea. It was something that the brands like Facebook didn't really like because it de-emphasized their brands and allowed people to stay out of their apps. And so Facebook, like some other services, has decided to promote their own brands through their own apps. And you've seen that on all, it's not just Microsoft platforms, but on iOS and Android as well. They'd like you to do things through the Facebook app, through the Facebook Messenger app, and so forth. But they did have an API, and that API they had announced some time ago would be removed. And I think they discussed it last year at the developer show, and it just disappeared this year. And so in the most modern mobile Microsoft platform, Windows Phone 8.1, as of this day, actually these things still work because we have a Facebook app like you would have on Android or iOS, and it can get into your contacts, it can get into your calendar, and that stuff still works. But on desktop Windows, you know, Windows 8, Windows 8.1, and all the online services, you know, having that mobile app on phone doesn't help. And so it kind of, you know, borked the whole system. As far as Microsoft being able to fix it, I mean, I don't see any way other than, you know, Facebook offering that or some update to that kind of integration.
Now, Paul, you know, I get, you know, obviously in the industry, there are friendships and alliances on the one hand, and there are, you know, there are enemies and there's co-opetition. Yes. There's all the whole range of relationships between companies. Probably the most, one of the biggest rivalries is between Google and Apple, for example. Mm-hmm. Facebook and Microsoft used to be really close. You know, I guess they had common enemies to a certain extent, and they've been having a slow falling out involving Skype. Microsoft, you know, dropped some Facebook integration as well as Google Chat integration out of Outlook a couple of months ago, I think. Are they becoming rivals or are they just ceasing to be allies? How would you characterize this changing relationship?
It's funny. I was literally just thinking about this. I still think of them as partners primarily and not so much competitors, although you're right with Skype, of course. I think the Google Chat and Facebook Chat removal from Outlook.com is related to this issue, by the way. A similar issue at Google. I don't know. I don't see it as they foresee themselves as going to head-to-head. Microsoft's never going to have a social networking service again. Like a lot of other companies, they've tried. It's not happening. So I don't know where this comes from. It's a strange falling out. I think on Facebook's side, of course, they went to belatedly a little bit to iOS. They're big on Android, of course, as far as OS integration. I don't think it's antagonism. I really don't. Although I certainly, as a Microsoft guy, I mean, I look at this as a kind of a shot across the bow. But I don't really think it was meant to be malicious. I think it's just a factor of they can only focus on so many things and they've moved on and they have their own strategy, which they're of course are okay to have.
Yeah. Hey, Paul, any clues in terms of Facebook and Windows 10? Are we expecting any types of integrations there or is it really too soon to say?
So there's no reason that can't work the same way in Windows 10 that it does in Windows Phone 8.1 today. And if you think about the universal app platform, as you should, as an update to that modern Metro, you know, kind of app platform that we had before Windows 8 and obviously in Windows Phone as well. It's certainly possible that we could see a Facebook app in the future for Windows 10 that would bring this kind of stuff back to the desktop. And I do hope that that happens. The problem is when you look over this list of all the services that are impacted today, and it just kind of happened, you know, there was no real warning that this was going to come. I mean, we knew generally it was coming, but you know, the day it just disappeared one day. This literally impacts hundreds of millions of people, possibly over a billion people, collectively across Windows, across all the online services, and across phone. It's amazing how much it impacts. And Microsoft, by being open to this integration, more so I would say than the other platform makers, is also unfortunately vulnerable when this kind of thing happens.